Number 1. Adversary. Someone who offers opposition. The students are united by shared suffering and by a common adversary. Number 2. Aplomb. Great coolness and composure under strain. I wish I had handled it with aplomb. Number 3. Apprehensive. In fear or dread of possible evil or harm. Virga still feels apprehensive when visiting an unfamiliar zoo. Number 4. Aptitude. Inherent ability. I was recently asked in an interview, what is more valued by companies, aptitude or attitude? Number 5. Attentive. Taking heed. You make sure to be extra attentive to your friend. Number 6. Banish. Send away from a place of residence as for punishment. Napoleon loses so big that he is banished to an island. Number 7. Barricade. Block off with barriers. The Secret Service ordered nearby streets and parking lots barricaded for security. Number 8. Bluff. Deceive someone about your strength or intentions. Sporting a pith helmet, Nixon observed that whoever is talking the loudest is pretty sure to be bluffing. Number 9. Brackish. Slightly salty. Brackish water can be used, but fresh water is easier and less costly. Number 10. Brandish. Move or swing back and forth. Hart brandished a free hug sign as he stood alone in front of a police barricade. Number 11. Circumference. The size of something is given by the distance around it. That's almost 10 times the circumference of the Earth, which is a surprisingly small 24,859.82 miles. Number 12. Commotion. Confused movement. Moments later came commotion, followed by shouts of "Stop pushing me!" Number 13. Concoction. Any foodstuff made by combining different ingredients. There are some food combos that blend beautifully with each other to create truly tasty concoctions. Number 14. Conspicuous. Obvious to the eye or mind. Today, the link is more conspicuous. Highlighted in blue, it appears directly beneath the site's login form. Number 15. Contortion. A tortuous and twisted shape or position. There was tumbling, human pyramids and bodies stretched into extraordinary contortions. Number 16. Counter. Speak in response. The seller can then accept, counter or reject the offer. Number 17. Cunning. Shrewdness is demonstrated by being skilled in deception. Moreover, it was no secret that Cleopatra had ruthless cunning and superior intelligence. Number 18. Debris. The remains of something that has been destroyed. The blast rattled their homes and sent debris flying onto nearby properties, they said. Number 19. Defiance. A hostile challenge. Schools still could expel students for violating school rules or laws and could suspend students for willful defiance of authorities in grades 4 through 12. Number 20. Deft. Skillful in physical movements, especially of the hands. To make it work requires a deft hand. Number 21. Destination. The place designated as the end, as of a race or journey. Airports get stacked up with planes that can't take off for their destinations. Number 22. Diminish. Decrease in size, extent, or range. By Friday morning, most of the heavy rain is expected to diminish. Number 23. Disdain. Lack of respect accompanied by a feeling of intense dislike. In the visage of Grumpy Cat, it seems, her fans found the perfect holy expression of indifferent disdain for all things. Number 24. Dismal. Causing dejection. It's been a pretty dismal month, as far as world events go, but the news wasn't all bad thanks to some very entertaining on-air mishaps. Number 25. Dispel. Forced to go away. For most of us, dispelling the darkness is as simple as turning on a light. Number 26. Eavesdrop. Listen without the speaker's knowledge. They eavesdrop on the noises that other birds make while hiding food in order to steal the stash later, new research shows. Number 27. Egregious. Conspicuously and outrageously bad or reprehensible. Prosecutors questioned him about killings and other egregious human rights abuses perpetrated by his regime. Number 28. Ember. A hot, smoldering fragment of wood left from a fire. Every hot spot is an ember that, if not contained, can become a new fire, Obama said. Number 29. Emerge. Come out into view, as from concealment. They say that program has helped them emerge from the shadows, making possible a work permit, a social security number, and enhanced self-respect. Number 30. Engross. Consume all of one's attention or time. I don't know how long I was reading. I was so engrossed in the paper that I did not hear any footsteps. Number 31. Exasperation. A feeling of annoyance. Like many a teenager on his school holidays, Perry's is in bed, his mother explains with exasperation. Number 32. Exhilarate. Fill with sublime emotion. To see Yosemite Falls coming to life this morning is truly exhilarating, Park Superintendent Don Neubacher said in a statement. Number 33. Falter. Move hesitatingly, as if about to give way. The rocket has faltered, but it won't crash, he said. Number 34. Foresight. Seeing ahead, knowing in advance, foreseeing. But nobody had the wherewithal or foresight to think that day would actually happen. Number 35. Fragrance. A distinctive odor that is pleasant. After 30 minutes in the oven, what hits you first is the enticing, warm fragrance that fills your kitchen. Number 36. Furtive. Secret and sly. What muffled whispers do they share? What furtive games are they playing? Number 37. Grueling. Characterized by effort to the point of exhaustion. As of December 19, 22 students will have made it through a grueling curriculum that requires about 700 hours of computer code. Number 38. Gusto. Vigorous and enthusiastic enjoyment. They each approach their tasks with gusto that can only be admired, even if the results can't. Number 39. Habitation. The act of dwelling in or living permanently in a place. Although the area is not fit for human habitation, many poor people who work in the coal mines live here. Number 40. Hasten. Speed up the progress of, facilitate. Rather than wait for that day, he set out to hasten its arrival. Number 41. Headway. Forward movement. At times, you feel like you're struggling to run forward, going through the motions but making no headway, frozen in place. Number 42. Ignite. Cause to start burning. Firefighters say the blaze started when stain-soaked rags ignited on the front porch. Number 43. Illuminate. Make free from confusion or ambiguity. The problem is that for illuminating answers, you need to ask the right questions. Number 44. Impending. Close in time, about to occur. First, he gives the enemy 12 days of warning about impending air attacks. Number 45. Imperious. Having or showing arrogant superiority. It was a little scary how quickly he flipped from friendly to imperious. Number 46. Jabber. Talk in a noisy, excited, or declamatory manner. A parrot jabbered atop its cage and a monkey squealed and battered at its bronze ring until its owner brought bananas. Number 47. Jargon. Technical terminology characteristic of a particular subject. Steer clear of jargon, Me Too claims, and statements without substance. Number 48. Jostle. Make one's way by pushing or shoving. In Jerusalem, great religions have crowded and jostled their way down through millenniums. Number 49. Jet. Extend out or project in space. From its long beak juts a fearsome tooth. Number 50. Kindle. Call forth as an emotion, feeling, or response. Recently in class I saw the fire of an idea flicker in a first-year student's eyes, and so to kindle it I cold-called him. Number 51. Knoll. A small natural hill. The home, set on a quarter-acre knoll, has views of the city, the Hollywood Reservoir, and the Hollywood sign. Number 52. Luminous. Softly bright or radiant. It was briefly one of the most luminous stars in the galaxy. Number 53. Malleable. Easily influenced. Memory is so malleable or volatile that each time we see something, the memory is actually influenced and recreated. Number 54. Materialize. Come into being, become reality. By the time people reach their 70s, they're beginning to look back at the plans they made and dreams they had that never materialized. Number 55. Meander. Move or cause to move in a winding or curving course. Instead of straight paths and noisy throngs, the new park will have meandering walkways and quiet places for picnicking nestled in gently sloping lawn valleys. Number 56. Meticulous. Marked by extreme care in treatment of details. It's a 6-page scene and very meticulous, step by step. Number 57. Misgiving. Uneasiness about the fitness of an action. Quite a few said they had come despite the misgivings of parents who wanted them to focus on studying. Number 58. Momentum. An impelling force or strength. Mitchell believed that a song's momentum should always push upward, ascending like the slope of a mountain into the unknown. Number 59. Monotonous. Sounded or spoken in a tone unvarying in pitch. Unfortunately, their monotonous verbiage reminds me of Charlie Brown's teacher in the Peanuts TV shows. Number 60. Multitude. A large indefinite number. They surround you in their multitudes, hundreds, maybe thousands of them, swooping and stinging and injecting venom into your flesh. Number 61. Muster. Gather or bring together. Fans chanted and hollered and enriched the arena with as much life as they could possibly muster. Number 62. Narrate. Give a detailed account of. Standing amid bags of garbage, he starts sorting, tearing open plastic bags and narrating his finds. Number 63. Obscure. Not clearly understood or expressed. The book contains little plot, an abundance of obscure poetry, and the untimely death of three protagonists. Number 64. Ominous. Threatening or foreshadowing evil or tragic developments. Evil forces around the world want to harm Americans every day, and ominous voiceover states. Number 65. Outlandish. Noticeably or extremely unconventional or unusual. Not everything in the show is outlandish. Some events are all too realistic. Number 66. Persistent. Stubbornly unyielding. It says, together, if we face obstacles and counter the negative with a persistent positive, we might just change the world. Number 67. Pertinent. Having precise or logical relevance to the matter at hand. You write about things that feel pertinent and urgent to you, and that varies depending on what stage of life you are going through. Number 68. Plenteous. Affording an abundant supply. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Number 69. Potential. Existing in possibility. What potential global threat should policymakers pay more attention to? Number 70. Precipice. A very steep cliff. Every minute of every day, we were on the precipice of failure, which is an exciting place to be. Number 71. Pristine. Completely free from dirt or contamination. Back at the jail, Snow White is getting under Anna's skin a bit, shaking her once pristine view of the princess. Number 72. Quell. Overcome or allay. The White House has tried to quell anxieties about the danger of Ebola spreading in the United States. Number 73. Recluse. One who lives in solitude. Long before his days as the world's most famous recluse, Howard Hughes flew planes fast and far. Number 74. Recuperate. Restore to good health or strength. Sleep is the time when your body recuperates and rebuilds from the day's stress. Number 75. Replenish. Fill something that had previously been emptied. They bring in dredged sand to replenish the beach. Number 76. Repugnant. Offensive to the mind. The truth is that we need only look at recent human history to find real, live, Utterly repugnant evil. Number 77. Restitution. A sum of money paid in compensation for loss or injury. While restitution is paid to the victim, criminal fines and felony assessments are paid to a crime victim fund. Number 78. Sabotage. Destroy property or hinder normal operations. We want at least a district that won't sabotage the dreams of its youths. Number 79. Scarcity. A small and inadequate amount. Water, its scarcity, quality, and the regulations affecting it, is becoming a new corporate headache. Number 80. Scurry. Move about or proceed hurriedly. Ever wonder how cockroaches scurry around in the dark while you fumble to switch on the kitchen light? Number 81. Serenity. The absence of mental stress or anxiety. The surrounding waters and beautiful pools that surround the hotel create a real sense of calm and luxurious serenity. Number 82. Sociable. Friendly and pleasant. Running with others is really sociable and great fun. Number 83. Somber. Grave or even gloomy in character. It was also the day before one of the most somber of American anniversaries. Pearl Harbor was bombed 73 years ago Sunday. Number 84. Specimen. An example regarded as typical of its class. The researchers detected it in older starfish samples, museum specimens from as early as 1942. Number 85. Stamina. Enduring strength and energy. A six-year-old might not want to walk the mile into Petra, but teenagers have enough physical and intellectual stamina to appreciate going to these places. Number 86. Subside. Wear off or die down. The virus has a history of subsiding, then flaring up again. Number 87. Swagger. A proud, stiff, pompous gait. The Giants had arrived here with the swagger of a team that had won two of the last four World Series titles. Number 88. Swarm. Move in large numbers. In swarm mode, the robots instead follow one another, like children chasing a soccer ball. Number 89. Tactic. A plan for attaining a particular goal. Technology has been used as a crime-fighting tactic, but not as a tool to determine what happens during a police action. Number 90. Terse. Brief and to the point. It's a request to which Dipper responds with terse eloquence. Number 91. Translucent. Allowing light to pass through diffusely. It comes in several colors, including attractive translucent ones. Number 92. Uncanny. Surpassing the ordinary or normal. The Dark Sky app tells you the weather where you are with an uncanny accuracy. Number 93. Unsightly. Unpleasant to look at. But that's just a quibble, an unsightly pimple on what is a greater problem. Number 94. Versatile. Able to move freely in all directions. Eggs are among the most versatile foods and the proteins change when you heat them, beat them, or mix them with other ingredients. Number 95. Vigilant. Carefully observant or attentive. Because there are so many scammers out there, Banks are vigilant about verifying that you are who you say you are. Number 96. Vulnerable. Capable of being wounded or hurt. Second, older cells are more vulnerable to this damage, or less able to repair themselves. Number 97. Waft. Be driven or carried along, as by the air. The birds were chirping, and a warm breeze wafted through the screens. Number 98. Waver. Pause or hold back in uncertainty or unwillingness. He is tough as nails, never wavers, speaks the truth and stays focused. Number 99. Weather. Face and withstand with courage. You even get subjected to ridicule, and you have to weather that storm. Number 100. Zeal. A feeling of strong eagerness. The enthusiasm has caught on among his regulars, who come often, linger and talk about pumpkins with the zeal of converts.